Welcome to Out There with TJ Ryan. It's strange. It's unusual. It's mysterious. It's out there, out there, out there, out there. And now your host, TJ Ryan.
Thanks for listening, and sorry that we haven't had anything new as of recently. Well, what am I apologizing for? I'm a busy man, you know. I got a lot on my plate. Well, I tried to line up a couple interviews with a couple of folks I know. Jennifer Couples, for one, and haven't just been able to connect with her, but maybe next week. But I do have one for sure coming up next week that I'm going to talk to, and that is going to be the doctor. Dr. Cass Ingram, who I've talked to before, not so much on my podcast, but on the radio. And Dr. Ingram talks about natural cures for health disasters. He's also got a book called The Miracle of Wild Oregano. And I think it is amazing. He gave me some of that a couple of years ago. And my wife, and we put it, just basically set it in the house, and we didn't use it. And then my wife had this pain in her skull, somewhere in her head. And I don't keep a lot of stuff in the house as far as medicines and stuff. So I remembered that we had Dr. Ingram's wild oregano. Now, there's different types of oregano. So don't, he says you got to have the right stuff. Well, he sent me this oil of oregano. And so I said, well, let's just rub a little bit on there. And I did. And boom, the pain disappeared. She got the pain back a couple of weeks later. And also we used it and it was gone. What? Do I have a call? Line one? Okay. Let me just pause this for a moment. Oh, I had a phone call. So the gal at the front desk, Crystal. I work. I'm supposed to be working at the radio station right now. And you know what? I don't really have a show this week. I'm going to play part of what I did on the air just for the fun of it, because I got to fill with something. Next week, I promised Dr. Cass Ingram. And I was telling you about... this amazing stuff. I think it is. It helped my wife twice. I've used it before. I had a cold one time, and actually, I was starting to catch one. And I rarely get a cold, and I rub some, I know it's a little gross, on the inside of my nose, and it burns a little bit. But man, my cold just disappeared overnight. It was amazing. So I want to hear what Dr. Ingram has to say. And he's not a conventional guy. He tends to say things like he really was, sees him. He cuts through the mustard, and he's actually gotten in trouble for that. I guess, and maybe we'll touch on that a little bit too. But I do like what he has to say, and now I believe what he has to say because I've tried his product. I know he wrote a book called The Cure is in the Cupboard, but where we're talking about how to survive a toxic summer. So maybe he'll have some tips, and he's into conspiracy stuff, and it's just fun to talk to him. He's very entertaining, let's put it that way. All right. So this week, I don't really have... Sorry. But here's part of my radio show. I don't know if any of you probably don't care, but this is my buddy Eric, who's actually been on the show before, on this show, the podcast, and Mindy, my co-host in the morning. So it's kind of neat. You get to hear these people that have interacted on my podcast. And again, on the podcast, I'm pretty laid back, but I'm a little goofy on my radio show. But Eric called in the other morning and was giving me a hard time, and I'm going to just play part of that. Now, the quality is not 100%. Still there, Eric? Are you with me now?
Yeah, that's it. Tell TJ to get to work and do his job.
Mindy wants me to tell you to tell me to get... What? What was that, Mindy?
Get to work and do your job.
Get to work.
Get to work. All right, hang on. TJ?
Yeah.
Get to work and do your job. How many times do I have to ask you? I think we've went over this many, many times. And it's always the same old thing. You're always yakking on the phone.
Right?
Well, I'm sorry.
You've got work to do. I've asked you to clean up that mess in the corner. It's still there.
Sorry.
Good grief. You know,
what?
Every week I sign your paycheck and I wonder why.
Well, because you like me.
No, not really.
A little bit?
He's scared you're going to sue him otherwise.
Not so
just
much.
Get to work.
Now, you're on vacation, aren't you, right now, Eric?
Yes, I am.
Are family vacations more stressful than work?
Depends on the family.
That's true.
And that's what I'm saying. Your family probably has it pretty rough, don't they?
Actually, no. We're pretty laid back.
No, I mean because they have to go on vacation with somebody we know.
With you're going on vacation with my family?
Oh, no.
Yes, I am. So, according to a recent British survey, about two-thirds of parents find family vacations to be more stressful than their jobs. Well, it depends what kind of job you have, too, if you're a disc jockey.
What kind of survey?
British.
A British survey. There you go.
What? What's
wrong with that? They live on an island, for crying out loud.
Way to go. Way to offend the British listeners we have.
And they're all listening, I'm sure. Let's start another war.
Hang on. Bill from Scotland. What is it? What? You don't think so? We got listeners over there, Eric.
Yeah, sure you do. You don't have listeners outside the city limits, for crying out loud.
Maybe. According to a recent study out of Norway, that's in Europe, by the way, the amount of time teenagers spend in front of TV screens and computer monitors has been associated with physical complaints.
Wow.
Neck and shoulder pain, back pain, chronic headaches.
Well, you shouldn't sit in front of the TV all day anyway.
You think there's any... Go ahead, Eric.
It probably has a lot to do with that pasty white skin they're developing, too, from living in their parents' basements until they're 40 years old.
Well, you really are a mean man, aren't you?
I am a mean man. I hate everyone and everything. So.
Good news. Women are actually taller and thinner than they think. You laugh at that, Eric? You're laughing at that?
I had something in my throat. Sorry. What were you saying?
According to a study conducted by British scientists, women are actually thinner and taller than their brain tells them they are.
Don't you have any news from this country? Two things from Britain and one from Norway so far. I mean...
Well, what if you ever go vacationing there? Do you ever think of that?
Why would you want to?
Well, you don't want to go to Britain? I think Britain would be pretty cool. Norway would be cool.
Yeah, it would be cool, all right. Cloudy and cool.
So the next time you look in the mirror and you think you're a blob wearing clothes, remember, it's just a... No.
It's just a mirror.
Those pants really do make your butt look wide.
Oh, jeez.
If you have to ask, don't you think, Eric, if you have to ask, it already is.
Yeah, it's pretty much. And the worst thing a woman can do is ask a man.
Yeah.
Why?
Because the man is going to be wrong no matter what he says. There's no right answer here. It is the kind of question where men just wish that they could load up a gun and kill themselves right now.
A little extreme, don't you think?
Hey, true, so, isn't it?
Calls it like he sees it. Also, it says, here's another one, Eric. More than ever, Americans want self-respect. According to a new study...
According to the British, right?
No, University of Oregon.
Oh, really?
Americans want self-respect, and that desire has risen in a big way over the last 20 years.
Well, you can't get self-respect from anyone but yourself.
Mindy, you need to self-respect me. Now, don't laugh.
There's no self-respect around. Hey.
Now, don't laugh because that's not funny. And I don't want people laughing if I'm not funny.
Oh, whatever.
I told Eric about how unfunny I am.
Yeah.
And he had a... What did you say, Eric?
I said, you're right. We need to work on that.
That's why I hate you. I knew there was a reason that I hated your guts, your lower intestine. Anyway, that's just goofing around with good friends. People that you... I guess people you feel comfortable with, to where you know you can go a little further. And I like to laugh, and I think laughter, like we've talked about before, is very healthy. But Eric is a real sarcastic, but he's just the nicest guy on the planet. And I'm very sarcastic, too, at times, and I just don't want people to get the wrong impression. I'm not a bad guy, but I can be like anybody, especially with certain people. When you get around them, you know... You push each other a little bit, and it's fun, in a way, as long as it doesn't go too far. So that's what I like about it. Some of you might not find that entertaining or funny, but I just think Eric's cracks me up. He's just slamming, and he's doing it for fun. Like I say, he's a gentle giant. He's a really decent individual. So Dr. Ingram next week. And now Jack Hallis has sent me a new book. He's got a brand new book out. And it's really, I just got it the other day, and I'm going to be reading, I started reading it, and I want to get him on soon. And I've talked about some other people I've been trying to get on. Well, I'm working on that, and not too hard. I've been so busy lately because I have another project, Debbie Tibbles with my wake-up calls. I've been doing that as well. Not just hers, but other ones as well. So I just haven't had the time to focus on my program here. So I apologize for that. I appreciate you still listening, those of you that tune in. But we are going to get back to it, and I have some people that I believe will be coming forward. Linda Godfrey has a new book, and she told me in July. She talked to me. And I know Jack Hallis with his new book about 2012 and the shift and his own personal experiences, which that's what I like, is when people have things that they can share. He's been on a journey that really has come forward in the last year or so. So I'm looking forward to talking to him. So we'll get back to it, and we'll have hopefully more of what you like. But I hope that you feel you can contact me and even just put something in the shout box, and you don't have to, you can be discreet if you want. But I'd like to hear from you if there's something you want to talk about. And I'm interested in a lot of things, you know, and it doesn't have to be paranormal always or whatever. So feel free to do so. And as you can, as you hear me, I'm a pretty easygoing fella, and I'm not going to rip on you for whatever it is you believe. I think that's what we're afraid to do, is talk about things and come forward. And again, my whole purpose of doing this is to get it out in the open so we're not afraid. And it's amazing how many people have had experiences, and I don't care what it is, if you want to call it metaphysical, new age, paranormal, anything that's unknown, I'm interested in. Natural health, things like that. They're just, for some reason, they're not, people don't talk about them, and it's almost like you're chastised when you do. Because we live in a society that everything fits neatly into a box, and I just don't agree with that. There are some things we don't have answers for. So I'm open to pretty much anything, as long as it's positive. You know, if you're going to come on and start slamming others, well, then you won't be on the show. You won't be on the show very long, because these are pre-recorded. But if you have a positive message or an experience, you just want to relay an experience, that's great. I'm always open. Maybe you want to share it. Maybe you're debating that right now. I'm not trying to encourage you to do something you don't want to do, but just to let you know, this is a vehicle for you to do that. So next week, brand new show, I promise. Thanks for listening, and take care, and I'll talk to you soon.